Why is it so hard to find a job in software engineering in 2023? If we look at the chart of open tech jobs right now, we're down around 62% from last year. In May 2022, we had around 500,000 open positions, and now we only have around 178,000.
There really isn't that many jobs left in the market. Even freaking Best Buy has fired a crap ton of employees. Like, since the pandemic to now, we've seen massive changes in their workforce. Like 25,000 people are basically fired from Best Buy, either on the corporate level or just on the regular everyday like Best Buy store level. And it's getting to the point where a lot of Americans are like, yeah, I came and find a basic job. I came and find a job at Geek Squad. And by the way, Geek Squad is also having their own series of reductions as we speak right now. And a lot of people are like, it's just so hard to find a basic job these days. This person puts in like a lot of work, 100 applications a day to jobs that they're overqualified for. Never even get an interview or call back. Can't really seem to get anything. Says, I have management experience leading a team of 25 plus, hiring, firing, closing a store. Can't even get something regular. I mean, right now layoffs are just constant and it's really depressing. Even like Chegg has fired like half their workforce. Freaking Target fired 2,000 people and Amazon doing tens of thousands. Even the movie industry just can't seem to catch a break. And this is just like the tip of the iceberg. Like these layoffs are becoming a lot larger than ever before. And when you put a lot of these companies in like a 5-year time span, the layoffs are sometimes hitting close to like 6 digits.
Well, I just quit my job with nothing lined up. Not really sure what I'm gonna do. I like kind of have a plan, but I'm also like, I can't stop crying. It's so annoying. I just turned 26, so I'm off my parents' insurance now. So if anyone has any ideas of like what to do about that, please let me know. I'm like overwhelmed with the thought of like not having a job. I don't know. I don't really have any words right now other than I quit my job. So just wanted to let you guys know.
And another thing, the job market, just say y'all don't want employees. When I tell y'all these folks, you'll be either overqualified or underqualified. But if you're overqualified, why not hire them anyway? I just want to know, just put on Indeed, not hiring. Not looking for people that want to work. Because y'all are so picky and choosy. And y'all can fill the whole job description. Tell you this, I got denied yesterday. For all the jobs that I applied for, like literally from the same company, all they denied me. And I'm like, I got 2 degrees. I got certifications. What the fuck do y'all want? And like, y'all, I could get another certification if I wanted to. I can go and grab that, like go and get it just because. But my thing is, what do y'all want from people? And y'all, I'm not going to lie to you. Your girl applied to be a foster care specialist because I love kids and I love working with children. And I just want to make sure that children are treated fairly, that they're going to a home that they need to be in and that motherfuckers are not mistreating children. It sounds good on paper. Yeah, this is a good fit, but behind closed doors, you beating and abusing children. Like, that don't sit right with my fucking spirit. Half of you hoes don't even deserve kids. You deserve not a damn thing. And that shit's fixed. Like, when I sit up there and I apply myself, I'm like, bro, because I really love these. Like, I really love kids. But everybody be denying this stuff. And it's the same company. They deny me 2 years in a row. And you're still looking for people to fill the job. At this point, just put on a description, we're not hiring. We want to pick our motherfucking friends. We want to pick whoever we want to pick. Just say you're not hiring. Because it should not be that hard. It should not be that hard, child. Overqualified. Went to school. Literally went to school for the shit. Got a whole degree in education. This don't make no sense. When I tell you it don't make no sense, it don't make no sense. But where there's a will, there's a way. God bless. Because I just feel like everybody should be able to get a job. If they want the job, give them the job. You got all the qualifications. What more do you want? You want me to pull something out the top of my head? Like, come on now. And we wonder why the kids act the way they do. Look at the adults.
So something that I'm realizing
people who aren't currently in this job market are not understanding. That I want to spell out very plainly for you. When we say there are no jobs, we're talking about jobs in general. Like, legitimately, any kind of job. There are more job seekers than jobs. And that is not just white collar jobs. That is not just mid management jobs. That is not just leadership level jobs. Those are jobs. When you hear someone say, I've applied to 500 jobs this year and not heard back from any of them, do you honestly think that's only 500 jobs only in their niche at their level? I've applied to 600 jobs. There is no way in hell that there have been 600 jobs that are like director level or above for employer brand and talent marketing. No, I have been applying all over the place to anything that even remotely aligns with my experience. And not just that, I've been applying to anything. It took me, I had to go back and count. It was like 22 applications to hourly part-time retail job before I got through on anything. When people are saying they're applying to hundreds of jobs, they're talking about jobs in general. And I think this is where a lot of job seeker frustration is coming from, because people who are not in it keep coming at us with like, we'll just go apply at a restaurant. We'll just go substitute teach. We'll just go drive Uber Eats. We'll just go get a retail job. We'll just go drive a forklift. We'll just go apply to an Amazon warehouse. Like, those jobs, all jobs. There's not a lot of them. And just because you can go to a job board and see a bunch of things listed, those aren't real jobs. Like, so much of what is out there online right now is fucking fake. Fake in a number of different ways. I did a whole video about the different types of ghost jobs that exist, but like, there are so few real jobs where people are taking applications, interviewing, and then hiring a person to fill that role. And this is where, you know, a lot of us feel like we're being gaslit by the rest of you. And why we say things like, if you're not in it, just stop having an opinion. Because this is not like it used to be. This is so different. And it's so different for a number of reasons. One, yes, we have been in recessions before where there have been more people out of work than there were jobs available. That has happened before. But what hasn't happened necessarily is the proliferation of AI, because part of the reason why AI is such a problem with the job search is screening candidates who come through, and also the fact that your resume gets buried because of the number of AI chatbots that send out fake resumes. That is a big problem on the recruiter side. They get hundreds of applications from fake people that come through AI bots. Okay, so AI is fucking up the market, but like, AI is our savior. That's one problem. Another problem is the fact that in the US, our government is refusing to acknowledge what is happening. They are refusing to release numbers, or they are fudging the numbers because they need to look successful. And so there is not the level of urgency and visibility that we used to have in recessions on the job market. And then you also have this thing of like the sheer number of fake jobs. I mean, they have done surveys, they have done studies that like something like over 40% of recruiters have said, yes, I have put out fake jobs before. For a number of reasons. They have a ton of LinkedIn, you know, or Indeed slots that they have to fill, so they just put anything out, or they need to do it to look like the company is in growth, or they're just trying to gather some kind of a talent pool without being transparent about what that's what they're doing. This is why we feel like we're going crazy. This is why we feel like we're being gaslit. And I am just urging those of you that are not in it, stop telling everyone to do all these things that don't work anymore. Go apply to a restaurant job. Well, that restaurant job has 120 applications for that one server job, and 80 of those are people with decades of serving experience. I'm not going to get that job. And I'm not even going to, because this is already like almost 6 months long, I'm not going to get into like how to even sustain your life on the wages that exist right now. But again, job seekers, I know you're being gaslit. I know you're frustrated. I know you keep hearing baseless, unhelpful advice. I see you. I'm right there with you. We can't all just drive Uber Eats and become plumbers or nurses or waiters. I got you. We'll get through it.
I just need somewhere to rant because the job market is absolute crap. And I was on a third interview of this job that I thought was a perfect job for me. It was going to be a stable income to allow me to pay my bills and pay off my debt. And I get to this third interview and I got lied to about the job that I was applying for. I applied for this entry-level marketing job. And inside of the job application, it talks about how it is going to be marketing a nonprofit organization and how they do like events for this nonprofit. You plan the events, you do the events, and you go and you pretty much do all the background of marketing. You're not the social media, you're not the advertising, but you're the face-to-face person where you're coordinating the events, you're doing all of the planning, you're figuring out their niche market, all these different things in the background of marketing. And I get to my third interview today and he starts talking about the pay structure and talks about how what you do is you're actually at a booth in front of like a Walmart or a Vons or something else, and you are asking people for donations for this nonprofit. Their entire application mentions nothing about this being a sales position. That is 100% sales. And if I haven't got you convinced, they then decide to break down the pay structure of the person donates 100%. Then they split it down. The marketing firm gets 60%, and then they split it down to that. You get 30% of that, and the firm itself gets the other 30%. I had asked from the beginning of this interview what the salary was for this position, and they told me $50,000 to $75,000. And I just assumed, okay, well, they had that range because you usually tell them, this is what I want to make, and they determine if your skills, your background, your experience is enough for what you're asking for. No, I think what they were saying is that is all based on commission, because I asked him very directly. I asked, there is no base pay for this position. And he said, no, it is all starting off on commissions. And I just wanted to cry. They did not market this as a sales position whatsoever. And I thought that I had finally found the perfect job, that I was going to get a job that I really wanted, something I really enjoyed, something that I got my college degree in, and they're just looking for sales representatives. I avoid sales positions. Am I in the wrong? Like, I asked so many questions and nowhere inside of their job application did they say that this was a sales position, and I do not want to be in sales. If I did, I would just focus on my TikTok shop. I'm just devastated. I know it's stupid, but I'm devastated. So I just wanted to come here and rant because the job market sucks and I got my hopes up and now I'm just crushed.
In all seriousness, can we talk about the job market in Colorado? Because me and myself, by the age of 18, I've already had like 12 jobs. Why is it so hard now that I have the experience for some shit that I've already done did, got my feet wet in, why is it harder to find? I know why it's harder to find a job, and I just want to say F Donald Trump. Let's get that understood. But seriously though, like, me personally, I thought Colorado was always one of them states where you can always find a job. Bitch, I didn't apply to USPS, McDonald's, Walmart, Taco Bell. Like, and I ain't a fast food industry type of bitch. And I'm still not getting these jobs. Do I have to be slow to work at these establishments? I say that just to say, if you are in Denver, Colorado, and you are looking to hire some employees, let me know, because our resume is ready. In paper, digital, however you want it, I will send it.
I just quit my job. I just quit. Like, I literally just quit this morning. I was like, bye, guys. I'm not coming in. Bye. I had put in 2 weeks 2 days ago. I put in my 2 weeks. Didn't follow through. I just, like, hate being micromanaged when I know I'm doing my job correctly and you're just nitpicking at things, like, when you're not doing that with anybody else who actually needs it. It's crazy to me. But this is your sign. Quit that job. If they're treating you like shit, quit that fucking job. But find a backup job first, okay? Get hired at a new job first before you quit, because in this economy, we can't just fucking quit, all right? We got bills to pay. We got shit to do.
If you're ever feeling bad about the current job market, just look at this. I've literally applied to thousands of jobs on Indeed and heard nothing back. But then my friend showed me this. All you do is upload your resume, and when you swipe right on a job, AI will automatically apply on the website for you.
Being unemployed and filling out multiple job applications a day just to keep receiving the email talking about, unfortunately, we're moving on in the process of moving on to the next candidate, that shit is discouraging. Like, bitch, I'm sitting up here spending however amount of time on a fucking application doing these assessments and all this dumbass shit just for y'all to say basically that you cool off me? Like, is y'all hiring or not? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I got the fucking credentials. So, like, let's see. Job market is really shitty right now. Like, it's ass. It's terrible. I live in Philly. I live in fucking Philly. There should be no way that I can't find a job living in a city like Philly. Absolutely ridiculous. So if you do have a job, you're blessed enough to have a job right now. Even if you don't like that, bitch, you better fucking keep it. Because, bitch.
I've been applying to jobs and whatnot, but today I just got really sad because it's been since May that I got laid off and I still can't find a job, and I just kind of sat there and just stared at my computer and I was just like, what am I kind of doing with my life right now? It's been since May and I can't find a basic job, and I got really sad because, you know, my savings can only go so much. Rent is so expensive in the Bay Area, and, you know, like, I just had like a little panic attack in a way because I don't know what to do. It's really hard for me to find a job right now. I don't know why nowhere's hiring, but yeah.
You know, I get this question a lot. A lot of you don't seem to like the answer. They say, Liam, why have I got denied from 30 companies? Why have I got denied? Why haven't I heard back from 80 companies? I've applied. I do 20 applications a day. What's going on? Buddy, your resume sucks. So we need to fix that. How do you make a good resume? Number one, show them that you can work hard. You can work any day of the week. You can work any day of the year. It doesn't matter. Two, you can work as a team and be coachable. Three, you can stay clean. And also, it's not everything, but your resume looks good. Your resume is easy to look at. It's one page. It's consolidated. They can flip through it. I mean, they're going through a lot of these in a day. So if you're filling out 80 applications in a day and you haven't heard back, there's something you need to change.
Hi, guys. Part of a layoff today, which is crazy. I'm a recruiter, work in talent acquisition. My background is in like biotech, health tech startups. And yeah, I was part of a massive layoff today, which is a bummer. I'm feeling like all of the emotions, and I just came on here to kind of talk about it. I'm bringing you along on the journey of processing this layoff, which is like kind of one of the shittiest feelings in the world for like a lot of reasons, like with the current state of the world and like having to search for a job, I'm obviously like scared and worried. Yeah, so that happened to me today, and it affected over like half my team. A bunch of us were affected. It kind of came out of the blue. We weren't expecting this, and so yeah, not great. But if any of my fellow like biotech, health tech pals out there have any leads in the talent acquisition space, I'm actively looking. And if any of my friends want to drop a comment on like, you know, some of my qualities of why I'm hireable and great. That would be awesome. But no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, actively looking to network. I'm probably going to bring guys on this journey. I'm probably just going to be TikToking and looking for a job. So, but I have amazing friends and everyone's been super supportive. And yeah, I just like, it's such a blow to like your ego and your self-worth. I'm like, you know, just like, what are you doing? And I live in the tri-state area, so it's like bills, you know, your apartment, just everything. And yeah, it's just like really overwhelming and scary. So any leads, any good vibes, appreciated. But I'm gonna hit the job hunt tomorrow. Yeah, in the meantime, thanks for listening, sticking around. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, I was not expecting my last video to get the traction that it did, but I want to say thank you for the well wishes regarding me getting laid off yesterday. It is definitely bittersweet. I am super excited to go full force into my photography business, but I'm also absolutely terrified of the fact that I don't have a stable income anymore. And it's scary when you have kids, a home, a family, all that. But I'm trusting God's plan for me. I'm trusting that He will guide me to have a successful business where my family doesn't feel the impact of losing that extra income. It's a new chapter, but I'm excited for it. And today was my first official day of unemployment. And I spent it doing what I love. I had a newborn session in Huntington Beach. And I'm just manifesting that all of my days are booked and busy. I'm able to grow and expand my business. And yeah, so if you're local in Orange County, SoCal, I would love to be your photographer. I would love to have your support. And if you don't need a photographer, but you just want to follow along for the journey, then I am more than happy to have you guys here so I can share that with you guys. So here's to a new chapter.
I am currently 4 months pregnant and I got laid off yesterday. So let's talk about it. I was at this company for 2 years. We were a startup and I was on the executive team. Truly loved the people that I worked with. And yesterday we just woke up to mass layoffs. This was very unexpected and it was due to some management change and everything. But being pregnant has just added a whole another layer to the stress. I understand that losing your job happens, all of that, but the hardest thing about this for me is that I lost all of my insurance for me and my family. My husband doesn't get insurance through his job, so that was on me to provide. I have a 1-year-old daughter. Again, I'm pregnant. My husband has hearing loss, and I have many appointments coming up. So that part has been a little bit stressful. About two things in this scenario. Number one, how hard it is to find a job as a pregnant woman. I feel like nobody wants to hire pregnant people because I'm like, hi, thanks for hiring me. I need 3 months paid off in the next 5 months. They're obviously going to go with another candidate who isn't asking that. Oh, also I need full benefits. My other company did provide benefits. They paid for everything. And so, yeah. Number two, there is a freaking government shutdown right now. And so I was trying to apply for unemployment and I can't even get that. Yesterday I was livid. I was just pissed off. And I actually recorded me being let go and I had a video on that. I don't think I'm going to post it. But today I feel so much peace. I feel like every time this has happened to me in the past, the Lord has made a way. Number one and two, it's been so much better. And right now I'm in that phase of not understanding. I know one day I'll have hindsight. Something I thought about this morning was how grateful I am that I will be able to be home with my daughter and soak up these last couple of months as my only child. But my mother-in-law is in town today, so I am taking full advantage, going to a coffee shop, gonna read my Bible, gonna apply for some jobs, and just try to make the most of this time that I have. So yeah, if you or someone you know is looking to hire and you wanna hire a pregnant woman, I'm your girl. I will work very hard until my maternity leave. I'll take my break and I'll come back ready to work. So let me know.
So I got laid off on Thursday. Today's Monday. And I have a lot of thoughts. So let's talk about it. For reference, I'm 28 years old. I've been working in corporate America for, I don't know, 8 years. I graduated college in 2018. And this is my third time getting laid off, if you include a furlough from COVID. I was not expecting it at all. I was pretty blindsided. But I am super, super thankful for this layoff versus my last one. And let me explain to you why. The last time I got laid off, I was 24 years old and I had just purchased my condo. So my first piece of property, the only piece of property I own. I used most of my savings to purchase it. It's truly my biggest accomplishment. And 2 months later, I had no employment. I vowed to myself from that moment on, I would never let myself feel so scared and so hopeless ever again, because I truly wasn't sure what I was going to do. Like, I was like, I think I'm going to be on food stamps. And my parents, just for a backstory, like, I had no assistance getting my house. My parents sent me dish towels as a thank you present. Like, I 100% did this on my own. So it was 100% my responsibility to figure out what I'm going to do. With that being said, I then met my now fiance a year and a half later, and I live in his house, and we rent out my property still. So we do make a little bit of rental income. I also teach Pilates and I own my own Pilates grip socks business. And I have done this weekend what is called redistributing my calories, now knowing one of my sources of income will be diminished. So I guess my biggest piece of advice here for women, because that's who I'm really talking to, but truly anyone, is do not put all of your eggs in one basket. I don't care if you have the best corporate job in the world. I don't care if you think you have the job security. I used to tell people that this was the job I was retiring to, and I absolutely got blindsided by this. But I do not have to worry about how I'm going to put food on the table or what I'm going to do when I wake up tomorrow, because I have two other sources of income. Three, if you count my rental, three other sources of income, but two other businesses, teaching Pilates and owning my Pilates sub company, that I can now put more of my calories in and redistribute while looking for more full-time work. I am not saying quit your job and going all in on being an entrepreneur. If that suits you, great. But I love corporate America. I've always loved the stability of it, but do not put all of your eggs in one basket. I don't care if it's a hobby, an interest, something you might kind of be interested in, dive into it, explore it, and figure out how to monetize it. Because truly, you never know when you're going to get a random meeting on your calendar that you're going to get laid off. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just being realistic. And it's really important just for your character development and as a person to have like a multifaceted personality, to be able to have hobbies that I've been able to monetize and take as something outside of work. I love teaching because I work from home and it gets me out of the house, but I also know I can kind of flow in and flow out of it as much as I want, depending on what I need in my life. So like truly, if you have not already, like especially everybody, but really women, like, because that's who I'm talking to, like, find something you're minorly interested in. It does not have to be the fire that's lit under your ass. It doesn't have to be your be-all, end-all passion project. You don't have to be obsessed with it every day. You're not going to be obsessed with anything every single day. But you need to find something that you can lean into and just figure out additionally, like, how you could monetize that, like, what you can grow from it. It doesn't have to be your own business. It could literally be a side hustle. But, like, truly, find a side hustle, find something else. So in case you ever need to, you can diversify those calories, because you never, ever, ever know when you're going to need to lean into it.
I think I'm getting laid off. So about an hour ago, we got a last second meeting for everybody to show up at the break room. And usually these types of meetings mean that there's going to be a layoff. So we kind of knew a layoff was coming. We just didn't know when and who. But today is finally going to be the day. It's probably a 50% chance that I get laid off. I just had this hunch, man. 50%? That's actually a pretty high probability, if you ask me. Well, guys, I'm gonna go to work right now. This is going to be my let's get laid off fit.
All right, guys, let's do this, man. I don't know how to feel right now. I'm kind of like, I don't know, man. I am like under a mix of emotions right now.
And I'm truly grateful for the passion and effort you have put into this. And at the same time, I must say I'm very sad.
I just got laid off, guys. Yeah, I don't know what to feel right now. I don't know what to do. I'm a little lost. Before I got laid off, I was feeling fine. It was like whatever. But now that it actually happened, it actually hits. It's hitting hard. I don't know what to do.
Oh gosh, man, no more lunch break videos.
I didn't think that this would ever happen to me in my entire career. I'm not gonna go into specific details on the whole layoffs or anything. I will probably start documenting my life as an unemployed dude. Probably make another video on the financial part of being unemployed, how I'm gonna survive for the next few months. I don't know yet if I wanna go back into the corporate life, to be honest, or if maybe I pursue a different direction. Honestly, at a loss for words, I need to just sit down and recuperate and just kind of figure it out from there. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Is anyone else applying to jobs and going through the exact same thing? A job posted this week, over 100 applicants. Posted 5 hours ago, over 100 applicants. Okay, this is crazy. 1 hour ago, over 100 applicants. I actually feel like applying on LinkedIn and Indeed is dead. Well, it's alive. You'll just be applying against thousands of people.
In 2025, I think I'm just gonna be prioritizing networking, meeting people in person, making meaningful connections, and also private job boards. If you're in Toronto, the platform that I'm going to be joining is called Terra. Right now, it's just on early sign up. It's a networking app that's coming to Toronto where we're going to be able to see events in real time, and you're going to be able to match with people who actually have the same interests you have. But the part that I am the most excited for is the private job board, because I need to start applying to these jobs that are on these boards before they make it to LinkedIn. And there's thousands of applicants.
Has anyone realized that when you're unemployed or out of a job for a really long time, people who used to hit you up every other day for motives, they don't hit you up anymore? And this realization was very scary to me, because I used to see people every other month or every other week, and then I would go for months and even a year without seeing them. And in my head, I kind of questioned why they don't want to see me anymore. Is it because I'm unemployed? Is it because I'm not working hard enough? Or, you know, having a big corporate job or whatever that other people like, or how I perceive myself to other people? I really don't get it, to be honest. And then it hit me in my head. I think most people, they want to see someone who's employed a full-time role because they think they're not financially responsible or financially there to hang out with them, which is totally wrong. Because I remember when I had a job and when I didn't have a job, my financial spendings were literally the same. I was spending the same amount of money when I had the job, even when I was without a job. But obviously, when you're unemployed, you do save a lot of money because the expenses go down on traveling, food and whatnot. So you actually have more spare time to actually go out with your friends and spend their money, but they don't understand that sometimes, which is really, really upsetting. And I just feel like sometimes I just need to let them know that, yo, I actually have money. I can spend money, because I've been spending money, businesses, bills, other things, holidays. I mean, I still go out 3-4 times a year on holiday. I know that sounds crazy, but I still want to enjoy my life. Even though circumstances are a bit rough right now and they can improve, I'm in my 20s. I want to make sure I make my 20s worth it. But yeah, if you have friends that don't want to see you anymore because your job circumstances have changed and they don't want to hit you up anymore, I think it's better to part ways. I know it sounds very harsh, but they're probably thinking that if you're unemployed and you're still seeking for a job for several months or even a year, it's definitely not worth the hassle and also the energy to rekindle friendships when friendships should normally be bonding together, having fun, making memories. And if you're not making good memories, what's the point?
Why is finding a job the most difficult thing in the world? It's harder than school. It's harder than anything I've ever done. I just graduated college, can't find a job anywhere. Everyone says that I need experience, but how do I get experience if nobody hires you without experience, like, or they want to give you the experience? Like, sorry that I don't have enough experience. I was busy getting a degree that you require. Was that not enough still? Is my degree that I studied for 4 years not enough? I'm so confused.
I have a job interview in 5 minutes. I'm so scared.
I have a second interview in 57 minutes.
I just finished my third interview.
Guess who doesn't have a job? They just told me no. Oh my fucking God.
Guys, there are no jobs. There are no jobs anywhere. I'm willing to do tiny jobs. I've done tiny jobs. My whole life has been tiny jobs. But now, when I try to do a tiny job, they tell me I'm overqualified because of that stupid degree they told me to get.
Oh, you can't get a job unless you have a degree from a college.
Lies. My friends that didn't go to college have better jobs than I do, with better pay and benefits. My friends that did go to college aren't even doing jobs in what they got a degree in. Where did the jobs go? They can't all have gone to China. The robots didn't take all the jobs yet.
I just want to work so I can buy like groceries and stuff.